This is the January 2013 Grillo Health Information presentation on resiliency.
This is an opportunity for you to ask some questions, and I'll pass the microphone around if you raise your hand.
I want to thank you all for your diverse presentations. And the question that I have that comes up for me, and it's interrelated with all that you do, is regarding the attunement, the rupture, the repair. I remember reading a book by Claudia Black back in 1982 in Montana called It Will Never Happen to Me on Adult Children of Alcoholics. And regarding the rupture and repair, in alcoholic families, there are these rules that you don't talk, you don't trust, you don't feel, and it really shuts things down. But my question for you is, often in alcoholic families, there are so many double messages, and it's very confusing for children. It ruptures trust, it ruptures intimacy, it ruptures trusting the self. How would you recommend, for example, or what kind of tools do you find helpful in your practices for repairing the rupture and the double messages? Thank you.
Am I on here? Oh, I am on. Okay. I think I might speak to that first for a moment, and then I'll pass it on to whoever else wants to answer. But one thing that I want to start with is, if we know that the presence of a single caring adult makes a difference in the life of a child, I might start by asking who outside the family, or perhaps an extended relative, saw you, understood you, listened to you. And I'll start to stack the resources that were present at different phases of that individual's life. So rather than starting with the whole, you know, if your story that you're describing kind of fills the screen right now, I want to get a bigger screen, and I want to see what are some of the resiliency factors that were already there in the picture that helped you make it to my office. Okay.
I would sort of second what Ariel was saying, is that in the midst of that, I mean, obviously there's pain to be explored and a loss to be explored in living in an alcoholic family, but I think the other thing that's important that's harder to do is actually to look at what was gained from going through that challenging situation, because some of the most toughest situations in our life often gave us skills that we never knew were there, strengths that we never knew. And when we started honoring those strengths and really see it, it helps broaden the picture from just pain and loss to something much more, and it helps to integrate it. And obviously, you know, getting support and therapy is huge and sort of digesting tough things like an alcoholic family. So it is a tough situation. Having been with a brother who was an alcoholic, I know it well.
Hi, Tom, I have a question for you about, you said be an accurate mirror for children. I was wondering if you could describe what that looks like, or are you talking about reflecting back their emotions, or can you kind of give us an example?
Yeah, I mean, it's being an accurate mirror is again a work in progress. It's, you know, because in order to really be that, kids are going to set you up to feel what they feel. And part of what they crave, you know, the logic part that adults value, kids, it doesn't mean as much to kids. What really means so much to kids is someone, an adult, who's willing to feel and wade into the water. And so being an accurate mirror is really tuning into your body, emotions, sensations, and really feeling what you feel. And often it's going to be what the child is feeling. And that helps. If you can be there and then tune into the child, maybe make simple observations, he seems sad or something seems to be bothering you. You know, even tune in and say, my stomach's really tight and I'm feeling nervous. I don't know why, but, and then pause. But that sense of being and being present and really making eye contact, you can feel it when someone's present with you. And to kids, that's what helps them to feel secure. They start grappling with tough feelings and see an adult with them in it, and they learn to feel like, wow, I can tolerate this with your help. And over time, they need you less, and the container expands. So it's just, you know, being present with yourself and mirroring that back to the child, because it will be what they're feeling.
Is there a difference between attunement and attachment?
That's a great question. So to me, I think about the word attachment as an umbrella term that is describing the whole process of emotional development in the child. So from that point of view, the rupture and the repair and the attunement are all underneath the umbrella. So they're aspects of the whole attachment drama.
Add would be, is that, you know, that attunement facilitates attachment, that really to feel deeply connected to someone, there's got to be some attunement, or you got to let your state of mind be influenced by another state of mind or being, you know, it's...
Well, I really believe in partnership with my physician, and I've experienced it many a time. I think it is such a challenge. I think it's an impossible challenge when insurance is involved. And so my physician has to sit at her computer and be writing, and she has learned, okay, so she can sit in front of me, so she can glance up at me. But, you know, is it being really realistic to think that you can actually have that partnership and attunement with one's physician when you only have 15 minutes?
I think it is very difficult. I think the more you can be prepared, so you take every part of that 15 minutes with that list that you're going to bring in and really know what you want out of that appointment. If you have a specific concern, you want to get right to that point. I do think that a physician can be there for you in partnership, even when they're sitting at the computer. Their time is limited. It's not really their fault. For a lot of the physicians, they've signed up to be a part of Kaiser or some other system. They're still compassionate physicians, and many of us do want to help you. So I think the hard part is finding that person that you get that feeling that they want to help you. And you just have to go in prepared with all your information, and that's where using the resources, learning about an illness or situation that you have ahead of time so that you can kind of direct where you want that conversation to go. I don't know if that helps, but... Or you find a new physician. My other suggestion for people, I have patients that went to Kaiser, and they still come and see me. They put some money aside, and they go to Kaiser. We sit and come up with a game plan, and they can go to Kaiser and get their pap smears, their blood tests, and everything else, and I'm working in partnership with them. So sometimes you may need to find a healthcare provider that you pay out of pocket just for some of the guidance, and then you go to that physician that has 5 minutes to order your blood test, to get your mammograms, and to do some of the other tests. It's not perfect, but that can work too.
Hello. I wanted to answer a little bit about that there are, I'm sorry if I'm taking time here, but as far as the patient physician cooperation thing, there are movements happening. Healthcare for All Colorado and the Colorado Healthcare Cooperative, there are efforts being made to try to, because the system really is a problem and it's broken and it needs to be fixed. And much as, you know, Obamacare might be a step in the right direction, but there is a lot more we can do in Colorado. So if anyone's interested, healthcareforallcolorado.org or Senator Irene Aguilar's Healthcare Cooperative. And that, I think we really have to work on the system. Thanks.
Anyone else? I want to thank you all for being here tonight. We really value your feedback. If you have comments to make, please complete the form that you have and drop it off on your way out. And I want to thank the panel for your excellent presentations. Thank you so much for being here.
This program was recorded by Shelley Schlender on behalf of KGNU and the Grillo Center. The music is by Boulder's Little Lights Children's Choir. You can hear more of these programs, find hot links to the experts, and see video highlights by going to the website eatyourradio.org. Click on the Community tab and look for Grillo.